be honest, where I live here in Germany, like as I mentioned, Frankfurt, close to Frankfurt, there is a music scene here, but it's really levels beneath what the West Coast of the US has to offer. And we have some stoner bands, we have some stoner rock bands, I guess, but there is not much happening, not too much, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, I think the whole COVID thing has really hurt the music.
Fucking it up. I'm sorry to say the F word again, but it's really bad. I mean, my personal circle, to say, is full with musicians, you know, and many people who basically made their living out of playing music. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of millions of people in the world who are just right now, like, faced with some really difficult decisions. And I'm seeing it firsthand. It's depressing. It's depressing. The depressing part for me is like, it seems like whenever society gets into some kind of crisis, culture and music and all these things are the first things to go, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, the arts really suffer. You know, the arts are so fragile. They're so important. I think music and art are like the most important thing in the human experience, really. I really think that's what culture's built around and everything else.
And yet it's
also the most fragile thing we have. It's the thing that, like you say, when there's budget cuts, what's the first thing to go in a school program? It's music and art. It goes away. It's terrible. I think... You know, and I don't mean to get on some political high horse here. You get me wound up, I can talk for days about this stuff. But I think what has to happen is I think there has to be a de-emphasis of the almighty dollar and more of an emphasis on the human experience, you know, just to not sound like hippy-dippy or woo-woo or anything else. But we really need to start figuring out a way to put more energy into art and creativity and things that are good for the soul rather than, you know, who's going to have the biggest house, the most yachts, and drive the biggest car. You know,
I think sooner or later we will have this resurgence of and birth of some new kind of creativity, I think, because...
I think so.
Because, you know...
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it would probably, because, I mean, we get really political, but... The point is, I mean, there is a big wave of, it's not only automation. I have a feeling that the way we think about work will change and how we go about filling our time of life, you know?
Right.
There is nothing more, I think everybody who makes the experience of being creative and building something of their own, everybody will attest to it, to like, besides having a family or anything, this is like one of the greatest things about being human, is being creative, is being an artistic.
I totally agree.
Realize that this is the, if people can't work anymore or won't work anymore, I think people will start to be creative, you know, starting to think of themselves as creators, to put something out there in the universe that is themselves and that doesn't create some shareholder value or something. We have enough of that already, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I agree.
Yeah, let's hope it happens.
I have high hope that it will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I really hope that the whole recording thing worked out. I really... thanks a lot for doing this.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, I will send you the link of the entire thing when it's done and written and transcribed and recorded. And I really hope, please don't hate me if I write you in a few days and I tell you, hey, Mike, really enjoyed the conversation. I'm afraid we have to do it again. It would suck, but I don't think that will happen. I think we have.
Well, you know, if we have to touch something up, you'll let me know. We can make it great.
Thanks a lot, Mike. What do you have planned for the day?
Well, I'm actually going to. I'm going to be doing a video next week for some new product stuff that's coming out of the boutique, which I can't talk about right now.
All right.
And so I'm going to spend probably the rest of today cleaning up my shop and getting it looking nice, because they're going to be sending a video crew up here to do some footage. So I'm gonna go work on that a little bit, and then later on in the day I'm gonna play a little guitar and just kind of enjoy the day, you know.
Yeah, my day is over for today.
Yeah, I know. It's 9 o'clock there now or something?
10 o'clock.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Wow, okay.
We have a contact with Stefan Killermann gave me the contact to you. And whenever something comes out from your shop, any kind of output that you would put out, we will make sure to cover it. It's our pleasure. We love your stuff. We really do.
And we're awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mike. And it recorded everything. Great. I hope so. Mike, have a good day. All right.
You too. Thanks so much. And be in touch. And if we have to do something else to fix something or whatever, please don't hesitate to call.
All right.
Okay. Great. Take care, Jimmy. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.